Hey, Greg, today I was thinking back to childhood and when I used to think that I could just walk up to the end of the world and very carefully peek over the ledge. I remember voicing this to a teacher and her saying that it's impossible because the earth is round and you would just keep going and going with no end in sight. And with a slight amount of hesitation, I just tossed the impossible away. I gave up dreams for science. I traded the possibility of hang gliding off the end of the earth for walking forever. I'm not saying I believe in a flat earth. I mean, it's possible. What do I know? I know I can't seem to find any information on anyone flying a plane from north to south ever. What I am saying, though, is that we shouldn't be so easy to take dreams from each other. There has to be a happy medium for this, right? Are we all so riddled with impossibilities down to our core that we feel the need to let it flow through us, letting it overcome us and then spread? We are all so impressionable as children, and the ones that taught my generation didn't even have the knowledge they are teaching us available when they were in their impressionable ages. We can dream no more. We cannot believe in the impossible. Have we overlooked something detrimental to what it is to be human? Are we missing a key part of the human experience? Knowledge is power? Well, I ask who? Who wanted power? It's thought-provoking to consider that science has ruined us. I think of all the bad that has come from scientific discoveries and then try to outweigh it with all the good, and still I am lost. I just keep walking and walking, trying to find answers because I had my dreams taken away from me as a child.